This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jinks.
Hi, I'm Joe. I'm doing a plumbing course. I'm from London and I'm on week 5.
So, Joe, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
I was an auditor for a company called Moss Bros.
Okay, so you've been training as a plumber then. Have you always had an interest in plumbing?
Well, I did a bit of work with my uncles after I left school as a roofer and another uncle as a painter and decorator, and I enjoyed the aspects of working outside and the job satisfaction of it. And under their advice, they sort of said to go into the plumbing field, so that's something I looked into and I found this course.
So have you been doing any plumbing work or getting an experience outside of your course then?
Yep. Around 2 years ago, I had a year's experience as a plumber's mate with a company called Price Building Services. Unfortunately, they had to let me go as well because it was slow work at the time. But it's a great experience for then coming on to the course after.
So you mentioned you've got previous experience with a plumber. What did that job entail then? What were you doing?
I was completing small jobs for another qualified plumber. He was sort of showing me the ropes and showing me. We worked on a lot of commercial sites, so it was a lot of big lead steel and stuff. And he allowed me to do some small copper work.
For the people that are listening to this and want to get some experience in plumbing, can you sort of tell us how you went about it and arranged it then?
Well, luckily through my uncle, it's always best to talk to people you know and try and see if they know anyone else. I think that's the best way of doing it.
Did you, the plumbing experience that you've got then, did that, has that helped you with the theory and the practical part of the course then?
Yeah, definitely, because a lot of it sort of, after I had my experience, when reading the books, it all made a lot more sense after I'd sort of acted out what they had in the book. So, and also with the practicals, I'd already worked on a lot of lead steel LCS stuff, so when it came to doing the practical, I was all really good at it.
So you're on your practical training now then. How are you finding it?
Yeah, it's not bad, it's fun.
What have you, you're on your fifth week, are you? I understand. Yeah, what have you been doing in those 5 weeks?
Some LCS pipework stuff, an airing cupboard, a bathroom suite, a whole variety of different stuff, really.
What are your plans then when you finish the course?
To get into another plumbing company, really, and to try to start down low and hopefully learn more and progress as a plumber.
You mentioned earlier, do you still work in an office?
No, not no more, no. I'm a water filter technician now.
Okay, so is that a full-time job or is it part-time?
Yeah, that's full-time, yeah.
So how are you sort of finding managing that around your course then and studying?
Well, it's quite difficult to find the time, but you know, it's got to be done. You've got to fit in the weekends or after work, whenever you can get spare hours, really. Obviously, I've made on a course has been taking quite a long time to get down here and get the weeks of work. That's one of the major problems.
Have you got any sort of little study tips then that you do that helps you with your studying?
Not particularly, no. Just plenty of reading and also purchase their revision disc online, which really helps you to test when you come down here.
That's great, Joe. Thank you for joining us.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.